Shopping for bras. Much of what I know about humility I've learned while shopping for bras, a process triggered by the toothless crone in the Playboy cartoons, whose breasts are like gym socks, weighted with cue balls. At the lingerie department, I'm tempted to eeny, meeny, miny, mo a bra or two, and scurry home but for the long line of women who paw the ground like weary mares waiting to return the mistakes they've made. In a stall lighted by the Marquis de Sade, I try on first one bra, then the next, this one pointy as dunce caps, another drowsy as old balloons, several whose cups runneth over with soft, pale biscuits of flesh. I stand before the mirror, shoulders back, gut sucked in, but there's no denying those biscuits or the relief my breasts feel when I free them, when the stiff lace drops away like a length of paisley scab and the tips of the underwire relax their bite. And I pause, a little hunched, looking directly into my own eyes and remember the babies I nursed through nights so quiet I could hear an element of song in every swallow, a sigh in every breath, and a small hand clutched me like I was perfect.